Liberals win all three by-elections in Ontario, Quebec, and BC. The Liberals held on to their seats in Ontario's Beaches East York and BC's North Vancouver Capilano, and flipped the seat in Quebec's Chicoutimi-Lauf-Fjord from the Conservatives, in the August 31 by-elections. Liberal Daniel Gobiel won the race in Chicoutimi-Lauf-Fjord with 51.3% of the vote, with Bloc Québécois candidate Caroline Dubé following with 32.9% of the vote and Conservative candidate Régis Gaudreault in third place with 12.5%. The riding was previously held by Conservative MP Richard Martel. Gobiel is a dairy farmer and former chair of Quebec's Dairy Producers Association. In the Toronto race, Liberal candidate Tanvir Shanawaz won with 55.7% of the vote, followed by the NDP's Shannon Devine with 25.8% and Conservative candidate Jim Serbos with 15.5%. Shanawaz previously served as constituency office manager for former Liberal MP Nate Erskine-Smith, who held the riding before resigning from Parliament in July. In Vancouver, Liberal Braden Cayley won with 58.6% of the vote, followed by Conservative Stephen Curran with 29.2% and the Green Party's Shelley Luce with 8.7%. Cayley formerly served as Prime Minister Mark Carney's Deputy Chief of Staff and was a senior member of his election campaign. The riding was previously held by longtime Trudeau-era Cabinet Minister Jonathan Wilkinson, who resigned to become Canada's ambassador to the European Union. Carney said the by-election results show that at this consequential time for Canada, voters have placed their trust in our government's plan. We accept their support with humility and determination, he said in a statement. Despite the headwinds, we are building Canada strong. With the three by-election wins, the Liberals will hold on to their narrow majority in the House of Commons, now holding 173 seats, while a number of vacancies remain. Compared to the April 2025 election, the Conservatives lost the seat in the Chicoutimi-Lauf-Fjord riding, while moving into third place behind the NDP in Beaches East York, down from their previous position of second. The Tories maintained their second place position in North Vancouver Capilano, with a slightly smaller share of the vote compared to the last election. The NDP fell behind the Greens in North Vancouver Capilano to take fourth place, compared to its previous third place position in the April 2025 election. The party, however, improved its ranking in Beaches East York, moving into second place from third, ahead of the Conservatives. The NDP's performance remained the same in Chicoutimi-Lauf-Fjord, coming in fourth with roughly the same share of the vote. The Bloc's performance in Chicoutimi-Lauf-Fjord remained relatively the same as in the last election, coming in second with roughly the same portion of the vote, but this time with a considerably wider margin behind the Liberals. Quebec riding. The Toronto and Vancouver ridings are known Liberal strongholds, with the governing party expected to hold on to those seats, but the by-election in Chicoutimi-Lauf-Fjord was a wild card, as the last election in the Quebec riding was a close race between the Conservatives, the Bloc, and the Liberals. The seat in Chicoutimi-Lauf-Fjord became vacant when Conservative MP Martel was appointed to the Senate by Carney in July. Martel, who had held the seat since a 2018 by-election, last won the riding in the April 2025 election with 34.14% of the vote, with the Bloc candidate receiving 31.19% and the Liberal candidate 31.12%. Ontario and BC ridings. Both the Beaches East York and North Vancouver Capilano were won by the Liberals in the last election by wide margins. In Beaches East York, Erskine-Smith won the April 2025 election with 67.8% of the vote, followed by the Conservative candidate with 23.5% and the NDP candidate with 6.9%. In North Vancouver Capilano, Wilkinson won the last election with 59.8% of the vote, followed by the Conservative candidate with 33.7% and the NDP with 4.2%.